This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
Hi, welcome back, everyone, in Wells Fargo Arena, the 2016 Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament. High by the mats, high fidelity. TZ, Travis Apidol, Joe Sinclair, Jason Summers, and down in the hallways amongst the cheerleaders is Joe Millage. And Joe, you know, there's as probably as many cheerleaders here as there is wrestlers, and they have a lot of work cut out for them in order to take the mats as well.
No, there are more cheerleaders than wrestlers. We've already found that out. I am back here in the tunnel, Jason, on the Tharp Funeral Home Wireless microphone. And, you know, I wondered how these cheerleaders, getting them on and off the mats, it's so coordinated. It's like synchronized swimming out there. And I found the person that has all the answers, and it is Donna McKay. And, Donna, what do you do?
I'm an executive director for the Iowa Cheerleading Coaches Association, and one of my jobs is to monitor cheerleaders at state basketball, state football, and state wrestling.
Make sure that they're doing everything safe and representing their schools well?
That's correct.
Now, about your coordinating job, tell us about that. I've always wondered, you know, it's interesting to me, a wrestler might get assigned a mat just at the last minute, and how do the cheerleaders know when to go, where to go, how to go, and all of that?
When they come, I have a meeting with everybody, their coaches and cheerleaders, and I tell them that they have to listen for their mat number. As soon as it's called, they have to walk quickly to the mat, and we have paths that they have to follow, and they're cleared out for them, and they walk there, and we have people helping them sit down, and they're there, and when they're done, they just go back up in the stands.
You guys make it look so easy.
Well, that's because the cheerleaders are listening.
They're listening, and you have a lot of coordinators out there, too.
Yes, we have lots of great workers.
And I think you told me you have 84 schools bringing cheerleaders, times maybe six.
Yes, they bring anywhere from probably four to six.
You can have one school bring six cheerleaders, Jason, and that's why they can outnumber the wrestlers here.
Yes, because they might only have one wrestler and six cheerleaders.
I guess that I say that backwards. So, okay.
All right. Joe, while you've got Donna there, we've got a listener in Albia wants to know, without naming names of the school or the person or when it happened, but what was the worst thing that Donna ever caught a cheerleader doing up here at state?
They want to know what the worst thing is that you've ever caught a cheerleader, you know, doing incorrectly. And they're laughing up there right now, by the way, Donna. You can't hear this, but do you have anything you can share?
There's nothing really funny. Sometimes they put earrings back in after we've checked them, and then they get removed from the mat, and their band gets cut, and they can't cheer anymore for the rest of the day. That's the worst problem.
Is that because of safety? You don't want to lose an earring and then have a wrestler smash his face into it?
Yes. We have National Federation rules for spirit, and almost all the National Federation rule books say no jewelry, like basketball and, you know, wrestling and football and volleyball. So we have the same rule, no jewelry.
All right, Joe, does that satisfy your craving, or are you looking for something a little bit darker?
I just got a text from Jeff Bettis. He said that wasn't as juicy as what he was looking for.
Well,
when he asked the question.
I just found out maybe diamonds aren't a girl's best friend if you're a cheerleader.
That's true. And I don't know, Joe, you can keep your earring in, but it looks like sounds like the cheerleaders need to take theirs out. Thank you, Donna.
Thanks.
All right, Joe Millage down there in the Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. And coming up here in just a second, Caleb is going to take the mat. General Manager Steve Bunch and his crew know you need to drive, and everything is better at Peak Harkness Auto Group. Better value, better quality, better service. Auto Group, Peak Harkness Group, Auto Group, Highway 5, Centerville. See the complete inventory online at Peak Harkness
okay,
Auto.
All right, I got the dirt.
All right.
Sometimes if they sit on the mat and the moon comes out, they have to... They have to work on that delicately.
We'll leave that up to the listener's imagination. But we are going to entertain you here, folks, on 96.7. We bring you the live, exclusive, real-life things that happen in real time on radio. And the high school wrestling action doesn't stop up here at Wells Fargo.
Even sometimes not the live stuff. We've been known to call the wrong match with the wrong wrestlers. And
that was yesterday.
Yeah. Quiet Millage.
It'll happen. But there are eight mats here, and we're about a half a mile away from the farthest one here at Wells Fargo Arena. We are looking right now for match number 1086. That's going to be Caleb Reeves from Sigourney Kyoto up against Daniel Bishop from Hinton, a junior with 43-1 on the season. A tough draw there for Caleb Reeves. But, you know, all the wrestlers that you've heard this morning that have not won their matches are going to be able to go for third place points. So it's not over if you have gotten a loss in the first round. You can battle back and get third place points for your team. Right now it's match number 1084, so a couple matches away from Caleb Reeves for Sigourney Kyoto. Just a sophomore up here at State. 42-9 on his sophomore campaign. His Hinton opponent, Daniel Bishop, highly ranked with the 43-1 record. Hinton not known for their recent dominance on the wrestling mat, but they've been a perennial power here in Class 1A through the years. Working right now through the 170-pound matches and getting a couple of 182-pound matches on the mat. And then
good luck, Quentin, from Miss Johnson's first grade class listening back in Moravia. We only have two wrestlers, but good luck, Southeast Warren Warhawks.
Good luck from
TJ and Brady. Thanks to all of you for bringing us into your homes, your cars, and your work and your schools. Everyone down in Moravia listening in at the Moravia schools. Quentin Castile is going to come up here in just a moment at 220 pounds. Chaz Clark, Pleasantville's on deck. Noah Boonder from Sigourney Kyoto. But right now, Caleb Reeves.
He walks out to the mat, checks in at the scorer's table. They cut his wristband off. These wrestlers, in order to get down to the wrestling area, they have to have a plastic wristband applied, and they will wear that around until they take the mat. They go over, they check in at the scorer's table, they get that arm bracelet cut off, they get a leg band to put on, and it'll be Caleb Reeves in the green leg band going up against his Hinton opponent at 182 pounds, Daniel Bishop. The wrestlers are on their feet, and we're underway at 182 pounds. Sigourney Kyoto, Caleb Reeves, deep shot in there by Bishop. A nice roll through by Reeves, and Reeves fights it off for a moment, but it's in there deep right now, and a double leg dump by Hinton, and Reeves gets taken down. 2-0 now, early going at 182 pounds. Sigourney Kyoto's Caleb Reeves trailing Daniel Bishop from Hinton 2-0 early on, first period.
Well, I want to thank Sinclair Tractor for making this broadcast possible, along with the Monroe County Hospital.
I went down to Centerville and got my filters for the whole year from Sinclair Tractor.
12% off, is that right?
Yeah, it's a deal that you can't afford to miss. The whole month of February. All right, here is a nice crossbody ride in there by Bishop, and works a guillotine and gets a couple back points on Caleb Reeves. Reeves rolls out of it, but it's a two-point near fall for Bishop from Hinton. So a 4-0 deficit early on here. 1 minute left in the first period at 182 pounds. Caleb Reeves trails in this one. There's a side roll attempt by Reeves. That doesn't work, and Hinton's gonna get some back points out of this one on a tilt. Just a nice job there by Caleb Reeves trying to side roll, but he missed it just a little bit, and it's not a pinning combination, but a three-point near fall for Daniel Bishop. Now Daniel Bishop's got a pinning combination. He's got the chicken wing in tight. He's got him turned over and turns it into a double chicken wing, and stretched out on the shoulders is Caleb Reeves. He's in trouble here with 22 seconds to go, and Bishop's got the three-point near fall, and he's got it locked up tight, trying to pull the arms out of the shoulder socket there, Travis. It's a tough situation for Caleb Reeves.
Yeah, Hinton's wrestler there, he's just a little bit high on that chicken wing, and Reeves is able to stay fought off of his shoulders from getting pinned.
He's hurt. He's
that single
like
wing
pulling
was
pulling that arm right out of the socket, and Reeves got up after going off the mat with 6 seconds left in the first period, trailing 10-0, nursing his left shoulder.
Looked like he was trying to make that a boneless chicken wing right there.
That was something.
Man.
Reeves tries to hit a quick switch here, gets a switch, and he's got Hinton on his back. Out of time.
Out of time.
Wow. Well, that was the same move that he tried earlier, and a tilt was put in by Bishop from Hinton, and he got a two-point near fall out of that the first time he tried it. It's a 10-0 deficit right now, and Caleb Reeves with a tough draw here in the first round at 182 pounds. Class 1A action on 96.7.
Copelands send a shout-out to the Sigourney boys. They're cheering on over there at Copelands.
Reeves going to start the second period here in the down position. Bishop covers. Reeves hits a nice stand-up. Needs to break separation. Off the edge of the mat we're going to go, and Bishop is still going to be covering. Reeves still going to be in the down position.
Well, I think First Iowa State Bank, TD&T CPA, and Summers Car Credit in Oskaloosa for making this broadcast possible.
Well, we're in the second period, and Sigourney Kyoto's Caleb Reeves trails 10-0 against Daniel Bishop from Hinton. Hinton with the single loss on his season, and he is a really dominating pinning combination type wrestler. He's working a chicken wing right now, and he's got the arm bar on the right. He's got the chicken wing in on the left, but a good job there posting his leg. And Caleb Reeves is able to stave off that chicken wing. And now he gets set on his rump. Looks like a cradle going to be tried here by Bishop. Bishop working on the back hips. He's back on the hips. And nice job there by Caleb Reeves getting hand control with 1 minute to go in the second period. A 10-0 deficit for Caleb Reeves. He's on the bottom working hard against Daniel Bishop from Hinton. Now Bishop puts a half in on the right, but it's a stand-up by Caleb Reeves. The half is still in after the stand-up and just taken back down the mat on a power move by Bishop. And he's still got the half Nelson in. But a nice job posting the left leg with the half in on the right by Caleb Reeves. And he stays that one off, gets the stand-up again, and gets hand control with 35 seconds to go. But nice job taken back to the mat by Bishop. Bishop just has an answer for everything that Caleb Reeves tries. And they're back on the mat now. It's still Bishop from Hinton in control of Reeves from Sigourney, Kyoto. First round accident at 182 on 96.7. Live high school state wrestling coverage here from Wells Fargo Arena.
Chaz Clark, Pleasantville, going to come up here in a moment at 195. Noah Boonder of Sigourney, Kyoto, also at 195. And Mohawk fans, Quinn Castile of Moravia.
There's
at
a stack.
220 coming up.
There's a stack by Bishop, and it's going to be a three-point near fall as we go to the third period.
He's
It'll be
really
13-0.
Reeves is really favoring that left elbow.
Yeah, he just been getting beat up here by Bishop. Bishop, really tough, stocky wrestler. He's over there getting a drink of water, getting refreshed as the Iowa State medical staff attends to Caleb Reeves, and we hope it's nothing serious. But Caleb Reeves got stacked up there, and he had his right arm just about ripped out of its socket in a double chicken wing at the end of the first period. And there with that stack at the end of the second period, it was a three-point near fall. And Caleb Reeves trying to decide whether or not he's going to continue this match.
And he is not going to be, well, it,
he puts see. His headgear back
yeah, he's
on.
He's going back out.
He's going to go back
Always
out there
tough
for the
kid.
Third period. Yeah, Caleb Reeves. Hey, folks, if you're listening on your radios up there at Sigourney, Kyoto Country, you've got a tough one there with Caleb Reeves. He selects the neutral position here to start the third period. A takedown by Bishop will end it. It'll be a tech fall. So, oh, there's a double leg in there by Bishop. And a throw attempt by Reeves, but it's too little too late. And Reeves gets put on his back. And it's going to be back points. And we're off the mat in a technical fall situation. 17-0, your final. It will be Caleb Reeves going to nurse that injured right appendage. And come back out on this mat in about an hour.
Going to move to mat number three. Chaz Clarks of Pleasantville is going to come out on the mat. Griffin Kabaka of East Buchanan Winthrop is going to be his opponent right away. Clark in and gets the takedown. He's got a 2-0 lead on mat number three. Chaz Clark with the lead. Griffin Kabaka, the East Buchanan Winthrop wrestler. He's a senior, 36-10. Chaz Clark.
A couple of big 195-pounders out there duking it out on mat number three.
37 wins as a sophomore. Only two losses is Clark of Pleasantville. He's riding tough on top. He's got a 2-0 lead here, 44 seconds remaining in the opening period. Trying to put the cradle on. Going to wipe that away. Grab the right arm. A stand-up attempt by Kabaka. Brought back down to the mat by Clark. And this time, Kabaka is going to get away and get the escape here at 195. 30 seconds and counting. Chaz Clark of Pleasantville with the 2-1 lead here.
Real good stand-up there by Kabaka to get loose against his Pleasantville opponent there.
Noah Boonder coming up here, Sigourney, Kyoto fans. He's going to be taking the mat here in just a few moments. The junior is going to take on Landers Kabushki, South Winneshiek Calamar. Now, that is a mouthful.
Real quick on the scoring update, Moravia finds itself in the 14th position.
One wrestler left here in this opening round. Castile going to come up here, 220. Really good performance. Back-to-back wins. Nick Martin with a 1-0 win. Rode out his opponent the entire third period to get the win. And then Briar Cochran, just in dominating fashion, gets the win for the Mohawks in his contest. Chaz Clark, Pleasantville, on the mat here. He's going to start the second period in the down position. Going to be covered by Kabaka of East Buchanan Winthrop. Noah Boonder, you're on deck.
2-1 the score, and now an escape by Chaz Clark. He gets that two-point advantage again. The wrestlers are on their feet. 3-1 the score at 195 pounds. Second period action. Chaz Clark from Pleasantville on his feet against Kabalka.
Well, don't forget tonight on Fox 15, KYOU Fox 15 tonight at 9:30. We'll have an update of all of the events. breakdown of the first day of wrestling here at the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament.
Deep double leg shot in there by Kavalka,
oh,
but
a
nice
move.
Power move by Chaz Clark, and tries to put a cradle in from the outside. Cradle doesn't work, but he does get back behind and gain
Boonder on five.
So Clark with a nice job there. Gets the takedown, leads now 5-1 at 195.
As you heard right there, Joe Millage down there along the mats, Matt side on that Tharp Funeral Home wireless mic. And we're going to have Noah Boonder coming out here at 195. Chaz Clark right now in control, 5-1 over Griffin Kabaka. 1 minute, 3 seconds to go in the second period. They're going to reset at the center of the mat. This contest brought to you by Golf and Nash Napa Store in Albia. When you need parts for anything that moves, check out Golf and Nash Napa in Albia. They carry a full line of belts. Hydraulic hoses can be made while you wait. They are a Praxair welding gas distributor. They turn rotors and drums and surface flywheels. If you're looking for tractor parts and paint for a restoration job, they can help. The Napa Know-How Store in Albia.
Frank's got a great team there at his Napa store. Brian and the crew there. Mitch.
Good crew.
Good crew there.
Chaz Clark, 5-1 over Griffin Kabaka. 30 seconds and counting. And here's the escape by Kabaka.
Second period action there at 195 pounds.
Noah Boonder on the mat here for Sigourney Kyoto, the junior. Landers Kabushki, his opponent. Go Chaz, the text coming in. Chaz Clark trying to get the win for Pleasantville.
He gets the takedown there as we go to the end of the second period. That's a 7-2 advantage now for Chaz Clark.
Kabushki with the takedown over Boonder, and Kabushki ahead of Noah Boonder here in this opening period, 2-0. We're at the edge of the mat. Minute four to go in the opening period. We're going to go to the third period. Chaz Clark on the mat for Pleasantville. Griffin Kabaka, his opponent. Clark with a 37-win sophomore year. Noah Boonder on the mat right next to him. He trails 2-0.
Chaz Clark now on his feet. 7-2 the score in the third period. 1:45 to go in this 195-pound first round match. Good shot in there by Kabuki. And a good sprawl there by Clark. And Clark turns a good double-leg shot in there into probably an advantage for him here in the third period. A minute and a half to go. He's got Kabulka broken down and spins behind, gets control, and that is a seven-point advantage now for Chaz Clark at 195.
Over on the other 195-pound matchup, Noah Boonder of Sigourney Kyoto trailing 2-0. Being ridden tough here by his opponent, Landers Kabushki. Sit-out attempt by Boonder. Final 5 seconds of this opening period. We're going to go to the second period with a 2-0 lead for Kabushki. Noah Boonder on the mat here, the junior, 44 wins, 5 losses. Stop by Sinclair Tractor during their month of February and get 12% off all your John Deere filters and 10% off all of your John Deere oil. Stock up and save at Sinclair Tractor, where we strive to earn your business every day. Visit them at SinclairTractor.com.
Chaz Clark cuts Griffin Kabulka from East Buchanan Winthrop. Clark from Pleasantville with a 9-3 lead now. And he's going to try a throw or some type of a toss here in the third period. There's a headlock try by Kabalka. A nice job there by Chaz Clark. Gets behind, gets control. That's an 8-point advantage, 11-3. So bonus points here for Pleasantville at 195.
Kabushki starts in the down position to begin the second period. A sit-out switch, a reversal, and now Kabushki leads Boonder, Noah Boonder, 4-0. 1:34 to go in the second period. They're going to... A potentially dangerous move there, and they're going to reset at the center of the mat. 4-0 Kabushki over Boonder.
The final at 195 pounds. First round, it'll be Chaz Clark advancing. He gets the win, 11-3. So bonus points for Pleasantville with that major decision.
Quinn Castile is going to be on deck here for Moravia. He's coming up at 220 in just a moment. But right now, Noah Boonder's on the mat, trailing 4-0.
Ooh, nice sit-out switch there, and he gets a reversal. A two-point reversal, but then just cat quick.
Wow.
He got a little bit out of position and gets reversed right back.
Looked like a merry-go-round there for a moment.
2-6 is the score now, and that was quite a scramble. Boonder got the two-point reversal, but got a little bit out of position trying to move up onto the head and get some points.
He had that elbow in, trying to roll him over. Was Boonder from the down position. Being covered by Kabushki, trailing 6-2 here. 55 seconds to go in the second period. Mohawks, get ready. Castile's on deck. We want to hear from all of you, 641-799-1437 on the Southern Iowa Technology text line.
Half Nelson try in here. Riding tough right now. It's Landers Glushik from South Winneshiek Kalmar against Noah Booner from Sigourney Kyoto. It's a 2-6 advantage for the Kalmar wrestler in his red singlet. Booner from Sigourney Kyoto in the black singlet, trailing 2-6, 20 seconds left in the second period.
Hunter Faubert here from Tri-County Montezuma finds himself trailing 2-1 to Drew Finnegan of West Branch down here on mat number 8.
And we're going to go Faubert. I made the same mistake 2 weeks ago, and then I got the phone calls on Monday.
Faubert. It's good to know they're listening.
Hunter Faubert.
Final 3 seconds here at for Noah Booner in the second period. He's going to go to the third and final period, trailing 6-2. Quinn Castile is going to come out on mat number 3, underway here at 220 pounds. Quinn Castile taking on Caleb Minders of AGWSR.
Wrestlers are on their feet, so we got side by side. Sigourney Kyoto, Booner, Noah Booner, trailing 2-6. And Castile, 220 for Moravia, on his feet in a scoreless tie. Just underway first period in that 220-pound first-round match, the Moravia Mohawk.
And Hunter Fobert's going to get pinned by Drew Finnegan.
The Mohawk, Moravia Mohawk preschoolers say, let's go Q. Q on the mat here, 220. Pummeling at the center of the mat. 1 minute gone by, no score here at 220 pounds. Let's get back to Noah Booner.
Josh Walker and the Walker family rooting on Noah Booner down in Mystic and Plano, Iowa. The wrestlers are on their feet. It's Castile for Moravia.
Castile trying to join his other two teammates, Nick Martin and Briar Cochran, who won their first two contests earlier this morning. Trying to make it a sweep here for the Mohawks.
A win here for Quentin Castile, I think, will propel Moravia to a top 10 day here on the opening day at Class 1A.
Here's a double underhook put on by Minders. Let's go, Quentin, from your sister's class, listening back at the Moravia schools. Let's do this, Q. We love you from the elementary office. Go Mohawks right now. No score here. 15 seconds to go in the opening period. Both these wrestlers really trying to find position. Two big, stout 220-pounders. 8 seconds and counting here, and they're going to reset. 5 seconds. So we're going to move to the second period with no score here, 220 pounds.
2 points there for Noah Booner's opponent there, 195, and he trails now 8-2 with 45 seconds left in his first-round match. Noah Booner with a tough draw here in the first round, wrestling hard from the bottom. And it is a stall call against Noah Booner. That's a point. So it's 9-3 now in the third period, 25 seconds to go.
Castile's going to cover the begin the second period. A stand-up by Minders. Minders trying to break those hands free. Castile does a good job of getting separation now. Minders drops down, grabs a single leg, and he is going to get the reversal. And now Minders will lead 2-0 over Quentin Castile here. 1:43 to go, second period.
Yeah, Quentin should have probably just cut him right there. But he tried to drop down on the leg while he's a little bit out of position. And a good job there by Minders.
And a locking of hands. So that's going to be up 1 point for Quentin Castile.
That's how he got him taken down to the mat. He locked his hands. So with an escape here, Quentin Castile could tie it up.
Fight hard, Q, rooting for you from the Chapman family, Mohawk Nation.
There's a side roll attempt by Quentin Castile after a stand-up, but a nice job getting back down on the hips. It's Minders with the 2-1 lead right at the edge of the out-of-bounds circle on mat number 3. It's Quentin Castile. Now nice. Gets to his feet, but he gets shoved on a bull rush move back onto the mat.
So looked like he was going to get the stand-up and get out of that, but Minders felt that coming.
Minders now trying to work a cradle combination on Quentin Castile. Minders very aggressive on top. I do want to tell you that Noah Booner went down in a 9-2 decision over there at 195 pounds, so he'll wrestle in the consolation side here in about an hour.
Will Anthony from Pleasantville going to come up at 285, but right now our eyes are fixed on mat number 3, Quentin Castile. Trails Caleb Minders 2-1 here. Minders riding tough here on top with 46 seconds to go in the period.
There's a chicken wing now by Minders, but it's outside of the circle, and we're going to be off the mat, and we'll go back to the center, and maybe Quentin Castile can work a fast stand-up here. He did that earlier and almost got loose there. We got 41 seconds left in the second period. 2-1 the score. All the scoring has been here in the second period.
Let's go, Quentin, from the Bronson girls at the Moreau County Clinic. Also, Miss Anderson's preschoolers are cheering loud for Moravia Mohawks. We are proud of Sophie's big brother, Briar. Go Q. 28 seconds counting here, second period. Castile trails 2-1 here. Minders on top here after the reversal to begin this second period.
Well, the Cougars on top of the Mohawk right now, 2-1, and he's riding him tough. He's got Quentin Castile broken down on his stomach, but he's got his head up trying to get his base. Quentin Castile battling hard on the bottom, but with 8 seconds to go, he needs to make something happen quickly, and he's still broken down on his stomach, and it's hard to score from your stomach.
Now here's the stand-up, and it's going to go for naught, and we're going to go back to the center of the mat. As Castile will start in the down position most likely. He'll have the choice here, wait for what he chooses to do. But a quick stand-up, get out quickly, and tie this thing up, and then it's going to be anybody's contest.
I think Quentin needs to bust out of here quickly. He got ridden pretty hard there.
He gets to his base,
Minders,
trying to get to his feet, but Minders got that deep waist in and tries to get to the side. Now trying to put a cradle on.
He's got him broken down again. I kind of would like to see him start on his feet here. There's a cradle being locked up now by Minders, and Quentin Castile needs to kick out of that thing. It's not turned over yet, but Minders has got the cradle locked up against Castile. There he kicks out of it, so...
Strong move there by Castile to get down. Now he gets back to his feet, but Minder's a really tough rider here at 220 pounds. 30 seconds gone by, third period.
We got to have a stall call against Minders pretty soon because he's not getting off the hips.
Now the stand-up. And he gets the escape. We're tied at two here. Come on, Mohawk fans. Get on your feet here. The final 119 here at 220. Tied at two, Caleb Minders. Quinn Castile, the Mohawk.
Wrestlers are on their feet with 110 to go. It's a 2-2 tie in the third period at 220 pounds right here on 96.7. Thanks for listening down there at the Moravia Schools. Quentin Castile locked up in a 2-2 tie here against Minders from AGWSR. There's an underhook by Castile. Tries to turn it into a fireman's carry. Good sprawl there by Minders. Gets out of that one, but it's a bear hug now by Castile. Castile with inside position. But a good job there with a shuck by Minders, and we're going to go off the mat, out of bounds, with 45 seconds to go. What a flurry of action.
Oh, buddy, this is two big, tough 220. 45 seconds here, third period, tied at two. Castile, and we have a
blood timeout.
Well, Castile don't mind. We'll get a little breather here. But at 220 pounds, Coach Denny Whitlow down there, and Joe Millage is down there, but... Joe, I don't know if we can get you with the mic on, buddy, but you can just cut the old intensity with a knife.
Hey, if you're not getting your money's worth here today, folks, you are 1 foot in the grave. This is awesome wrestling action here. First round in Class 1A. We've got a 2-2 lockup tie in the third period at 220 pounds. It's Moravia's Quentin Castile duking it out against Minders.
Well, the Moravia Mohawk Elementary office says, go, Q, go, fight, Q, fight. You are a fighter, and it's a fight here at the end. 38 seconds of counting. Back to action here. Tied at two in this third and final period at 220 pounds. Castile drops down, goes for a shot. A bear hug. Now,
he's got
the
inside
edge of the
position.
Mat. Can he get
a trip? Oh, he's a little bit out of position, and it's just at the edge of the out-of-bounds.
Just missed.
There's still 25 seconds to go, and the out-of-bounds.
Try it again,
there.
Joe, and then he back to the mat. The boy's got to be careful here. He can kick him on the backside, and they're going off the edge of the mat. A trip attempt, and then he nearly lost position.
Really lucky there that it was off the mat, out-of-bounds, or Quentin Castile could have been in a little bit of trouble there. But he's on his feet now with 15 seconds to go. We're still 2-2 at 220 pounds. Good shot in there earlier by Quentin Castile. Best shot of the match, I think, right there at the edge of that mat. At the conclusion of the third period, we are going to go to sudden victory.
Oh, here 2-2. We go. As Jim Zabel would say, all right, Mohawk fans, hug and squeeze that radio. I know right now those classrooms throughout the school in Moravia is making some noise. There will be no quiet time in study hall here as Quentin Castile tries to make it a sweep here for the Mohawks. Here's a quick shot in there. As Castile does a great job of wiping off the Minders' attempt there. 45 seconds. The first person to score here in this sudden victory is the winner here. Double underhook and a throw attempt by Minders. And
nice
a great
underhook.
Job of whizzing out of that now. At the edge of the mat, 30 seconds of counting. Boy, back-to-back shots here by Minders, and a great job of Castile getting out of it. Castile now will step off the edge of the mat, and we'll go back and reset things here. Joe, I'll tell you what, this is a contest.
23 seconds left in sudden victory. These are two tough 220-pounders, and really like to see Quentin Castile get the best of Minders here because it's going to be a tough consolation match for either one of these two guys at 220 pounds. Going back out there on the mat in a consolation side. So
final
an underhook now by
seconds.
Castile and a Good job there, shucking out of it by Miners. And 4 seconds to go. Miners has got inside position. And a trip attempt there by Castile. And we go.
Holy cow, here we go.
To the second overtime period. The coin flip is won by Castile.
It's a Saturday night match on Thursday morning.
Go, Quentin Castile. Good luck estate from Uncle Tony and Aunt Megan. Mohawks don't leave anything behind. Let it out on the mat, and that's what Castile is doing right here. He's going to start down in the down position to begin this first overtime.
Gets loose immediately.
Oh, wow, he did a great job, Joe. He really struggled with that in the second period, but he gets the escape here.
Well, he tried something different. He had a real hard sit-out and tried to turn it into a sit-out switch, and wisely, Miners just dropped back and let him get the escape. So it's 3-2, a one-point lead for Quentin Castile.
Oh, here's a quick shuck by and a takedown by Miners. As Castile made a shot, and Miners just pushed him by like a bull rushing through the matador.
Well, it's just a snap down on his head, and Castile probably shot from about a foot farther out than he really wanted to, but he trails now 4-3. He's got 30 seconds to either cut and take down, and that's what he's going to do. He's going to cut him. It'll be 5-3 now, and Quentin Castile has an opportunity to talk it over with Coach Denny Whitlow because there is a
blood timeout. Oh, boy. I'll tell you what, that was quite the move there by Miners. Castile took a shot, and Miners just let him go right by, pushed him down, and came from behind, got the takedown.
Yep, it was a snap-down move there by Miners. Miners over there getting a drink of water while he takes care of his blood.
Will Anthony from Pleasantville is on deck at 285. Then we're going to get to the consolation side. Going to get the final overtime here unless we go to another sudden victory. We've already had a seven-period contest earlier. This is what you expect at the Iowa State High School Wrestling Tournament.
They've not awarded that fifth point here.
They will as soon as they get back to wrestling. Unless he changes his mind and decides to cover him. He's going to do a diamond ride. He just places his hands.
Did you see Coach Whitlow?
No.
Give him the diamond.
There's the escape on the diamond. And now we have to have on their feet. 5-3 the score now. 23 seconds to go. Quentin Castile needs to get something done here in the final 20 seconds in this third overtime period. Wrestlers are on their feet. Shot in there by Castile. Moving back is Miners. Miners going to be called for stalling here, but it's a 5-3 advantage for Miners. There's a trip attempt by Castile. He's got 6 seconds to go. Shoots in there, and there's this.
Well, I'll tell you what, Mohawk fans, he is giving everything he's got.
3 seconds to go. It's going to be tough here, and there's a shot by Castile. Sprawl by Miners. We go out of time, 5-3. Quentin Castile, tough loss here in the third overtime period, 5-3. Just tough loss.
That is a classic matchup right there. Quentin Castile, Q, as he's affectionately known by the Mohawk Nation. What an effort by him. I know he's disappointed as he walks off the mat, but what a great contest. All the way to six periods to get the job done for Miners. But his day's not over, guys.
Well, but you know, he's got to wrestle here in about, an hour or so, and he just left nearly all of it right here on mat three.
We got a 113-pound match coming up. It's going to be Proctor for Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont, and he's going to be going up against looks like Drew Woodall. Woodall.
Don't want to forget Will Anthony is on the mat here, 285. Right now, though, he's in trouble. Coy Mayer of Riverside, Oakland, with a large lead here, 9-0, and that match is going to come to a conclusion. It looks like, Mayer is going to get the win as we'll have to get a wrestle back here in a few moments at 285 pounds.
Hey, there's something that doesn't happen very often. Ron Terpstra caught it. Adam Proctor went out there at 113 pounds to grapple, put on the wrong leg band. So the wrestlers take the leg bands off, switch them, shake hands, and we're underway at 113 pounds. This is an elimination match. This on the backside. There's a nice Kelly move there. Fireman's carry Kelly hybrid, and Proctor gets the two-point takedown. He's on top early going here in the first period at 113 pounds. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, you're on top 2-0 at 113 in this elimination match. Proctor trying to battle back, find his way to the podium, and he is going to cut his opponent. It'll be 2-1 now. Proctor likes his chances on his feet against this opponent. He is wrestling.
Drew Woodall.
Woodall out there now. Nice arm control takedown here by Proctor. Just hung on to the right arm of Woodall. Takes him down, just spins behind him, and then cuts him immediately. So Adam Proctor likes, he's comfortable on his feet. He leads now 4-2.
Luke House coming out here for Sierra Nikiota. He's going to take the mat here in just a second. We'll keep our eyes on that mat as well. Mat number two is going to be Luke House, and he's going to take on Justin Severson of West Lion Inwood.
Well, I'll bring you Luke House's Sigourney match, and you take care of the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rocket there.
We'll tag team this Adam Proctor with a 4-2 lead here, 48 seconds to go in the opening period. And he's got to be careful here as he's about to be reversed. And we're going to have a stalemate. They'll go back and reset things. Let's get over to your Sigourney Kira matchup.
Luke House gave up a nice single leg there by Justin Severson. We're here in the first period, just underway. Severson's from West Lion Inwood on top of Luke House from Sigourney, 2-0. There's an escape now by House, though, 2-1.
Adam Proctor still out in front here over Drew Woodall. 4-2 your score here. Final 23 seconds now in on a shot. And a back point's being earned. Adam Proctor with the takedown. Back points. He's got the sure two. Now he's working for more, Joe, as he's trying to get a pin here at the right at the edge of the mat. He's got room to work, but he's running out of time in this first period. 6 seconds, 5 seconds. You can hear Coach Little on the mic. And there is a pin right at the edge of the mat at the end of the period. And Adam Proctor will continue his journey here at Wells Fargo Arena with the pin in the first period.
And we might say, too, one of the last pins that Ron Terpster will call. This is his last day as an Iowa high school wrestling official. He's retiring after tonight's Class 2A.
40 years of wrestling officiating and 35,000-plus matches.
Well, congratulations to a great career there for Ron Terpstra. And nice to see him be able to call the pin for the EBF Rocket, Adam Proctor. We got Luke House in a dogfight now. He's still in the first period. Just gets taken down. Nice double leg move there by Severson from West Lion Inwood. And right at the end of the period, it's a 4-1 advantage. Luke House from Sigourney, Kyoto, in danger of being eliminated here at 113 pounds. House in the neutral position to start this second period. Wrestlers are on their feet at 113 pounds. Severson with a 4-1 lead over House from Sigourney. House now tries in on a single leg shot. Good job sprawl back by Severson. Severson gets separation. Now Severson tries a collar tie. Puts a front headlock in, but it's a double leg attempt there by Luke House. Good sprawl by Severson. Severson now with a snap down on that sprawl. Gets around behind, gets control, and a 2-point takedown. It's a 5-point deficit now for Luke House from Sigourney, Kyoto.
Tyler Strasser of North Mahaska, New Sharon, is on the mat taking on Skyler Richter of Hinton. And Richter with a takedown to open up this opening period. He's out in front 2-0 over Tyler Strasser of North Mahaska, New Sharon.
Luke House now broken down at the center of the mat by Seth.
Adam Proctor.
And we're going to go down to Joe Millich here at this period break and get an interview with Adam Proctor.
Hey, Adam, congratulations. Great pin out there.
Thank you.
You hear all the fans cheering for you?
No, not really. It's so loud in this place.
And you probably couldn't overhear the fans because your coaches were yelling at you. What were they saying right there at the end?
They were telling me to get the fall at short time and just get to my carries and my offense.
First loss earlier today, but now you get a chance to wrestle back.
Yeah, I mean, last year went 0-2. This year, get that first win out the way. Jitters are gone. It's just time to go to work.
And, guys, I've also got Coach Davey here. And, Coach, you were just telling him the same thing. Hey, we got this one out of the way.
Yeah, you know, I think we showed up and just nervous and was more on defense. And he knows if he wrestles, gets to his offense, that's our outcome.
Another wrestler coming up here. Alex Hanna's got another shot. What do you think about his chances?
Yeah, Hanna's the same way, just sluggish start. I think Adam's win's going to help propel him, get his feet moving. I see a good outcome there as well.
All right, Coach, thanks. Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont, the Rockets representing from the tunnel down here, guys.
That interview brought to you by Latham Construction and Double D Repair, bringing you that coach and wrestler interview.
Well, Luke House is in a dogfight against Justin Severson, and in the second period, he and Severson exchanged takedowns and escapes, but it was all the takedowns for Severson and all the escapes for House. He trails by 7 going to the third period. 10-3 is the score here. Luke House from Sigourney at 113 in a little trouble here in the third period. And there's a reversal for Severson. That makes the score 12-3.
Strasser of North Mahaska on the mat, and he's trailing 5-0 here. As we're down to a minute 28 in the second period. Strasser of North Mahaska trailing 5-0. Skyler Richter of Hinton.
And there is a half Nelson in here by Severson. He leads Luke House from Sigourney 12-3, but a little bit too high, and Luke House is able to get to his feet and get the escape. So 12-4 now. Luke House has got 4 of those one-point escapes. That's his 4 points, and there's kind of a wild shot. A good sprawl there by Severson on kind of a desperation-type shot by Luke House, and Severson with that sprawl puts the wizard in. He's going to try to get around behind and get control of Luke House, and looks like he's going to do that, and that'll make the score 14-4.
Tyler Strasser in trouble over on mat number 1 for North Mahaska. Also on mat number 4, TZ's going to cover Jared Stoggill of North Mahaska, but Strasser in trouble. He's being stacked up by Richter, and in a little bit of trouble here with 20 seconds and counting. He trails 5-0.
Yeah, Stoggill trails now 2-0. As he's taking on Tristan Brace from Nashua Plainfield.
That's North Mahaska against Nashua Plainfield. We got also North Mahaska going up against Hinton. And we've got Sigourney Keota out there in a tough match, 14-4 for Luke House. Justin Severson kind of putting on him right here in the third period. There's 17 seconds to go. 14-4 the advantage for Severson. So Luke House, sophomore, made it up here to state. A great year for Luke House. Congratulations, and we're looking forward to calling his name next year.
Absolutely a great run by him, and he will be back. Skyler Richter, though, out in front now, 8-0 over Tyler Strasser of North Mahaska, just beginning of this third period. But a win there because Strasser was in trouble of being pinned in that end of the second period, but he finds himself trailing here 5-0. Tyler Strasser of North Mahaska.
Stodgill's going to start the second period in the top position. He trails 2-0 against Tristan Brace, Nashua Plainfield, 126 pounds.
Don't forget 3A coverage coming your way at 1:30 today. And Callan Tomlin's glad to we're up here, and he's waiting for 3A to start.
And Stodgill,
he's going to be at 2:20 today.
Stodgill's going to get called for a locking hands violation. That's going to give a point to Tristan Brace. Scores now 3-0. Stodgill still covering Brace. Minute 40 to go here in the second period.
Tyler Strasser of North Mahaska still trailing 8-0. Skyler Richter out in control of Hinton. 1:12 to go, third and final period. Strasser started in the down position to begin this third period, and he's been ridden the first 45 seconds. Here's a sit-out attempt, wiped away by Richter. Strasser from North Mahaska trailing 8-0 here in this third period at 120 pounds.
Got Travis Lewis from Tri-County Montezuma, a senior, 40-10 on his season. He's out there going up against Cody Kugel from Dyke New Hartford, or excuse me, that'd be Jake Wolf from Odebel Arthur.
Strasser, final 49 seconds. Trailing Richter, 8-0, still being ridden. A minute 15 gone by in this third period, only 44 seconds left, and Strasser has been ridden hard this third period.
3-0, still your score. Brace over Stodgill, North Mahaska. Brace gets a nice, quick stand-up switch, gets an escape, 1 point, 4-0 now. A minute to go in the second period.
Travis Lewis from Tri-County Montezuma gives up a 5-point move to start the first period, and his opponent, Jake Wolf from Odebel Arthur.
Skyler Richter, though, guys, final 10 seconds. Richter is going to get the pin. He got a run in on Strasser and ran the chicken wing over, and Skyler Richter is going to get the pin as Tyler Strasser's sophomore year comes to an end. 40 wins, a great year for Strasser in North Mahaska.
Travis Lewis has given up points in bunches. He gave up a 5-point move to Jake Wolf from Odebolt and then got out on an escape, and then just that quick gets taken down in a throw, gives up a 4-point move. That's your scoring, 9-1. Travis Lewis from Tri-County Montezuma trailing here in the first period at 126.
Stodgill's got himself in the front headlock here and right on the edge of the mat. 15 seconds to go here in the second period. Still 4-0 in favor of Brace. The Brace is going to get the takedown there, and now it's going to be 6-0.
Hey, folks, live wrestling from Wells Fargo. It's the state championships here at the Iowa High School Wrestling. We're bringing it to you live on 96.7, all the Southern Iowa grappler action. From Tri-County Montezuma, you got Travis Lewis getting stacked up by Jake Wolf from Audible Arthur. Travis, you're bringing a switch match.
I've got Stodgel down here from North Mahaska taking on Tristan Brace, and that score 6-0. Brace from Nashua playing field and just getting ready to start the third period.
Jake Wolf goes to the second period on top of Travis Lewis from Tri-County Montezuma, 11-1. Wrestlers will start this period on their feet at 126 pounds. This is an elimination match right here. This is the consolation side. So an elimination for a loss here from your 2015-2016 wrestling season.
Alex Hanna of Eddyville Blakesburg. He's coming up at 132, if I'm not mistaken, momentarily.
Oh, and in a real quick action here, Stodgel's got Brace on his back. He's got the two-point takedown. And Brace does a nice job of rolling through it. Stodgel's going to get two near fall points, and Brace is going to get a two-point reversal. And now Stodgel's fighting himself off of his back.
Well, that was quite a scramble there. I was able to glance at that because on my 126-pound match with Lewis from Tri-County Montezuma, we had a break. And it's still 11-1.
And this is in tight. Brace has a Saturday night ride locked up here on Stodgel, and Stodgel's got... He's going to get pinned.
Boy, it looked like he was going to get the pin, and a nice job there. Brace just rolled through it and got himself into position to get the pin.
And he is a freshman. We're going to see him again next year.
And it will be a pin for Wolf from Audible over Lewis from Tri-County Montezuma. So Lewis, nice season, nice year, and we hope we'll see him back here next year. Yeah.
TD and TCPAs and Advisors, a full-service certified public accounting and consulting firm that provides the services you need to reach the financial and operational goals of your business with offices in 10 locations. TD and TCPAs and Advisors, grow with us. Guys, I'm going to disappear for a few minutes. Going to work on some KYU Fox 15 material for tonight, 9:30, and I'll be back. You guys cover the ride. And
I tell you what, Jason, if you feel as good as you look, you're $1 million today. That's a nice suit.
Well, we're going to get your eyes adjusted. Dr. Adler's waiting back in Albia.
All right, we're going to have
Alex Hanna coming out here at 132 pounds here shortly. Looks like he's one match away from coming up. Had Briar Cochran at 132 pounds, got the win over Bo Giese of Logan Magnolia. So Briar advances on to round number two on the championship side.
His day is over. He can go back to the hotel, get himself a couple of sodas, and keep his weight down and get ready to wrestle tomorrow. Hannah's going to have, I believe it's going to be Ty Joint from West Central Valley.
And we're underway here on mat number two.
The wrestlers are on their feet. At 132 pounds, this is an elimination match for Hanna from Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont. It'll be Ty Joint, his West Central Valley opponent.
Hanna in on a real nice double leg there. Dumps Joint. Gets the two-point takedown. Hanna now out in front, 2-0.
Nice job there with a big double leg and a real controlled drop back to the mat and gets his opponent under control for the two-point takedown here at 132 pounds. This is an elimination match, you Rocket fans. So Hanna in control now, riding on the hips, tries to put an arm bar in on the right side. Now puts a corkscrew right in and cuts him. He's just going to cut him here with 104 to go. It's a 2-1 score. Hanna likes his chances on his feet against his West Central Valley opponent, Ty Joint. Joint now sparring with Hanna. Hanna at the center of the mat gets hand control. He's got hand control, 2-on-1 on the right wrist of Joint. Joint now gives up that 2-on-1 and puts a collar tie in on the right side. Wrestlers are on their feet. 2-1 the score. You can hear Coach Brett Little telling Hanna to circle. Hanna circles, drops in on a single leg on the right side, gets behind, gets control, and it's a two-point takedown. 4-1 for Alex Hanna. He leads with 23 seconds in the first period remaining. And Travis, that was just a real good job dropping down to that single leg and getting behind.
Yeah, he could hear his Coach Little there in his ear telling him to circle and circle, and he did, and it opened up that single leg. Got the nice takedown there.
Now the corkscrew ride, he's going to ride him out for the rest of the period. Stand up, though, by Joint. Joint gets a stand up and up on the hips, and we'll run out of time. 4-1 the score going to the second period, and that's really exactly what Alex Hanna wanted.
Yeah, Joint's going to win the toss here, and he's going to defer, and Hannah wants it to go on his feet. So Hannah's going to elect neutral position. Just underway here, second period. 4-1, your score.
A couple of takedowns for Hannah in the first period, and there's a shot in there by Joint. Underhooked by Hannah. Joint shot with his arms apart. Hannah caught that underhook on the arm that was out. Stops that shot cold, and now Hannah tries a shot of his own. He's got hand control and inside position. Alex Hannah for Eddyville, Blakesburg, Fremont.
Yeah, Hannah doing a nice job there controlling it. Tries to a little shuck by there on a shot. Comes up with nothing, back on her feet.
He's doing a good job with hand control. There's a shot in there now by Joint. Joint with the single leg now, but once again shoots with his arms out, and an underhook stops it by Alex Hannah. Now Hannah tries to snap down, but we're at the edge of the mat. Hannah has to stop that momentum, and there is... circle back to the center of the mat. Hannah trying to lock that thing up, but they're off the mat, out of bounds.
Well, Hannah kind of had a butcher working there on the edge of the mat and had a little more real estate. Might have been able to throw that into something, but back to the center, neutral position. Minute 9 to go here in the second period. Hannah on top of Joint, 4-1. Wrestler circling. Now Joint takes a shot. Wide armed again. Hannah underhooks him. Fights it off.
We'll have Lane Booner at 145 pounds coming up momentarily, folks. But right now, it's a 132-pound elimination match. Second period action. These wrestlers started the second period on their feet. Neither one's been able to score in the second period. But a couple of first period takedowns for Alex Hannah gives him the 4-1 lead here on 96.7.
Oh, he's in on a nice deep single leg there, Joe. Switches off to the double.
Yeah, he had his head on the outside.
Dumps him, gets the two.
Got the 2-point takedown. Now he's working back points on a tilt. He could stack him up and get a pin here for Eddyville. He's got it chest to chest now. It's a 3-point near fall for Alex Hannah. A nice bridge there by Joint. Joint trying to bridge his way off the mat. He's got one shoulder off, so he can't get him pinned until he turns him back in.
Hannah turns him, gets him back in. 10 seconds left to go here. He's chest to chest. He's got that tight. There's the pin. Call
with
it
six seconds remaining in the period. So a couple of pins for the Eddyville Blakesburg Fremont Rockets on the consolation side. First it was Adam Proctor, and now Alex Hannah with the pin. Bonus points for your Rockets.
Yep, coming up here now at 145 pounds, Lane Boonder, Sigourney Kyoto. Going to be taking on, not sure here, let's get the track wrestling up.
He's probably going to have Tanner Hoyer from Alburnett.
Just announced him, so he's on deck.
They'll be on the next available mat, and that is going to be Haberland. Excuse me.
Alex Hannah.
Braden Tank. And we got an interview with Hot Rocket right down there. Joe Millage, take it away.
Yes, that's right, guys. We're down here with Alex Hannah. First of all, congratulations. Great pin.
Thank you.
Scoreless second period, but you made some quick work there in the third period. Tell me how that went.
Coach told me a game plan before my match, told me what I need to do and what he's going to do, and I came prepared.
What did the coach tell you the game plan was?
Told me keep my feet moving, watch his collar tie, keep him down.
You got that first win. How does it feel?
Feels amazing.
So you'll be wrestling tomorrow, right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Congratulations. And here with Coach Little. We're live with Coach Little right now. And Coach, feels good to get a couple of wins with a couple bonus points.
Came out flat. We looked like crap this morning. They got to be ready to compete, obviously. And when we came out this morning, deer in the headlights. I don't know. The last two felt good. I obviously wanted the first two first, so.
You were coaching the official to slap his hand there on the mat there at the end. That's we got that on film, but it didn't come soon enough, right?
Encouragement every once in a while from all levels can help.
Back up to you guys in the booth. Thanks, Coach.
And that was a pin in the second period for Alex Hannah. Call that pin in 3 minutes and 54 seconds. Right now, Lane Boonder is in a dogfight here. He gets taken down in the Olympic headlock. And it's a 5-point move for his West Monona, Ottawa opponent, Baden Tank. Tank gives that up, and now he's going to lock a cradle up. Just really working Boonder over hard now. It's a pin now for Tank on that cradle. Tank gets the pin, call that pin, in 39 seconds for Braden Tank. Tough day for Lane Boonder. And his senior campaign ends up here at State. congratulations to Lane Booner and the Booner family and all of you at Sigourney Kyoto. And we'll keep on wrestling here in Class 1A on 96.7.
Got Blake Baker from Wayne getting ready to come out here at 152 pounds.
Also got Griffin McBride from Pleasantville. He's in a 3-2 contest, trailing Braden Nunemacher from East Buchanan Winthrop. That match is in the second period with 145 remaining. That's a 145-pound consolation match. So winners of this one will wrestle tomorrow. The boy that doesn't have his hand raised, that gentleman will be a spectator for the rest of this tournament. You are listening to live high school wrestling action on 96.7 KIIC. This is your sports authority for Southern Iowa high school wrestling. You get it right here, and it's brought to you by Sheraton Valley Electric Cooperative, keeping the lights on, providing Southern Iowa with affordable power through the Touchstone Energy Cooperative. Sheraton Valley Electric, proud to bring you high school wrestling. We're going to have Wayne of Corden on mat number four. That'll be getting underway just in moments. Be Blade Baker. He's down there in 152 pounds. And they come out. Baker will strap on the green ankle band. And we're underway. 152 pounds. Baker out there against Kyle Green from Sibley Okiden. Green with a underhook now. Baker backs out of that. There's a spar at center of the mat. Officials right there looking for a hip toss or something to happen. Wrestlers are sparring at the center of the mat. We're just underway here, 152 pounds. It's a scoreless tie for Wayne of Corden's Blade Baker. He's in this consolation match on mat number four. Baker on his feet with 105 to go in the first period. No score here at 152 pounds. Dropping down to a knee. Baker gets a low position against Green, a tall, skinny guy. And there's a shot in there by Green and an underhook by Baker. And Baker turns that underhook into a pinning combination. He's got him on his back. It's a five-point move for Baker. He's got it in tight. A nice job there by Baker. Catches and pins Kyle Green from Sibley Okiden. So Blade Baker will wrestle tomorrow. Call that pin in 1 minute, 17 seconds for Blade Baker from Wayne Corden. That is a pin brought to you by Sinnott Funeral Home on Highway 5 South in Albia. Bob Sinnott helping bring you all the pins here from the well, Wells Fargo Arena.
Griffin McBride in a 6-3 score here. McBride from Pleasantville taking on Braden Nunemacher, a sophomore from East Buchanan Winthrop.
Going to the third period in that one, it's McBride from Pleasantville on top, 6-3.
McBride gets himself off the mat. He's in the down position here to start the third period.
He's got a nice three-point lead. You like being in the down position with a three-point lead at the Wells Fargo Arena in an elimination match. That's a good spot to be. So McBride on the bottom. Gets to his feet, works the stand-up, tries to get hand control, but goes off the mat, out of bounds, outside the circle. Will go back to the center with 145 in the third period remaining at 145 pounds.
Southeast Warren fans, hang on in there. We'll be bringing you T.J. Durking here at 160 pounds coming up here momentarily. Right now we got Pleasantville's
Griffin McBride. He gets loose, and it's 7-3. A four-point advantage for Griffin McBride with 1:35 to go. 93 ticks now on that clock. The Ankeny mat, all the local high schools here bring their mats in. We've gotten one from Alleman. North Polk's brought theirs. The Johnston Dragon mat is out here. The Ankeny. There's four mats that are owned by the Iowa High School Athletic Association as well. McBride now on his feet for Pleasantville. He's a 145-pounder. He's got the 7-3 lead. Shot in there by his opponent, Braden Nunemacher from East Buchanan Winthrop. And they go off the mat, out of bounds. No change in the score. 7-3.
McBride found himself there in a front headlock, and Nunemacher just throws him off the edge of the mat here. We'll go back to the center, meant to go in the third period.
Well, McBride knew where he was at on the mat. He knows where he's at in this match, too, with 1 minute to go. He just needs to make sure that he doesn't get three stall calls and an escape. There's the first stall call, and that was a well-deserved stall call for McBride. Just trying to work up Hummel here. Now he tries to work down to a single leg. They go off the mat. So McBride with the one stall call, but there's only 45 seconds to go. He can give up one more stall call and a takedown and still win this match. There's the shot in there by Nunnemaker. Nunnemaker gets back separation. Now a headlock attempt by Nunnemaker. And we got a headbutt situation. And McBride had his bell rung just a little bit there. And we're going to start it again at the center of the mat with 35 seconds to go.
Getting ready to come out here on mat number five, TJ Durking. Southeast Warren is going to be taking on Hunter Fletcher from MFL Marmac. Durking got the green ankle bracelets on, matching his green singlet. Underway here.
With 20 seconds to go at 145 pounds, the wrestlers go off the mat, and that's Griffin McBride from Pleasantville battling Braden Nunnemaker from East Buchanan Winthrop.
And Durking in on a nice double leg, gets the takedown here. He's got Fletcher taken down. Got single wing working on the left side, trying to get a tilt combination. He's got the leg right in.
Stall call against Griffin McBride gives the point to Nunnemaker. And there's a shot in there by Nunnemaker. But with 1 second to go, McBride can run away from him and will win this one by the score of 7-4.
Durking up on top, 2-0 here. A minute 20 to go in the first period. Fletcher tries to nice little reversal there, switch. Durking just got a little bit high, but Durking comes back out, gains control, 2-0.
Really like the way these Southern Iowa wrestlers are battling here on the consolation side. If you're just joining us, this is elimination matches here on the consolation side in Class 1A.
Durking's trying to get Fletcher stacked up here.
He's got that leg in on the outside, trying to work a power half on the right with the leg in on the left. Now he gets off the legs, gets off the hips, and tries to keep that half Nelson in. But a side roll attempt by
Fletcher.
Hunter Fletcher will end that scramble. They're off the mat. We'll go back to the center with 44 seconds. It's a 2-0, 160-pound contest. TJ Durking is on top. Durking with the deep waist ride now on the restart. Tries to break his opponent down with an elbow chop. Chops that left elbow with a deep waist ride on the right. Gets his opponent's head to the mat, but not the hips. Now comes back around to the right side. Tries to put a half Nelson in. It's Fletcher on his base with 25 seconds to go against Durking from Southeast Warren. Durking gets off the hips now, goes out to the side. Going to try to work a chicken wing on the right side with 13 seconds to go. He glances up, looks at the clock, sees where he's at. Got that chicken wing in on the left side. Going to try to run it with 8 seconds to go, but a good job posting the right foot with that chicken wing in on the left side by Fletcher. And Fletcher stops that cold. We'll go to the second period, 2-0. Durking, TJ Durking from Southeast Warren. That Liberty Center Eagle is in control, 2-0, as we go to the second. This is Class 1A consolation elimination matches here from Wells Fargo Arena on 96.7 Thunder Country KIIC. You're listening to live high school wrestling here at Wells Fargo. Want to thank Dan and Pat Johnson of Albia. They are proud sponsors of this Albia and Monroe County Athletics, and wish the wrestlers good luck at state.
Got Caleb Reeves of Sigourney Kyoto coming out here pretty quick at 182 pounds, and he's going to be taking on Hunter Hagen from West Hancock Britt.
There's a two-point reversal for TJ Durking. Nice job there. Fletcher just got a little bit too high, and Durking came out the back door and got a two-point reversal. So give Fletcher credit for working hard on top, but he just got out on the shoulders a little bit too much. And nice job by Durking coming out the back. Got the two-point reversal. That's your fourth point for TJ Durking. He leads now 4-0 in the second period at 160 pounds. Durking from Southeast Warren. He's out there battling Fletcher from MFL Marmac. We're in the second period with 1 minute remaining. And it's a 4-0 contest. Durking from Southeast Warren on top. Now Durking tries to work a arm bar on the left side. He's got Fletcher broken down. Now Fletcher gets back to his base, reaches back, tries to get hand control, and we are going to have a stalemate a stalemate, and the official, I'm sure, telling TJ and Fletcher, hey, I'm not going to call another stalemate. It'll be stalling next time. You guys make something happen.
They got a freebie on that one, Joe.
He gets them started again, and it's a stand-up attempt by Fletcher. Fletcher gets the stand-up, taken back to the mat with a deep waist by Dierking. Dierking riding on the hips now, and the official talking to him right there. He's right on top of it. Dierking with the 4-0 lead. There's 30 seconds left in the second period. The wrestlers are right at the center of the mat, so no action right now. It's just Dierking riding and Fletcher on his base. Now Dierking gets off the hips. That's a good move because I think the official is about ready to call a stall on TJ Dierking. Dierking with the chicken wing in on the left side. Tries to bar the arm on the right side, but he doesn't have Fletcher broken down. Fletcher's on his base, and Dierking trying to run that chicken wing. Now Dierking's got the chicken wing, and he's going to try to work it, and he's going to get out of time just as he looked like he was going to be able to run that chicken wing around the right side. Out of time. So we're going to go to the third period, and Fletcher's going to take top.
I would have thought that he would have had some near fall points there, Joe, but must have just been out of time completely.
So unusually, Fletcher takes top. So Dierking with a 4-0 lead can add to that lead with an escape or a reversal. Fletcher now tries to work a cradle against TJ Dierking. Dierking grabs the leg, gets separation on the cradle, and it's a butcher try now by Fletcher for MFL Marmac. Now Fletcher working that butcher. TJ Dierking dangerously close to getting turned over by that butcher. He needs to get sprawled out, get his head away from his leg, and wipe that butcher off. With 131, it's a butcher attempt here by Fletcher from MFL Marmac against Dierking from Southeast Warren.
Here on mat number six now, we got Caleb Reeves coming out here taking on Hunter Hagen.
Will you keep us in charge of that one, and I'll let you know how TJ Dierking gets along here. It's a stalemate. He did a good job of stopping that butcher. Looked to me like he was going to be able to get rolled over, but with 1:15 to go in the match, it's a 4-0 lead for TJ Dierking.
Underway here. Reeves in on a quick double underhook. Gets behind his opponent. Tries to elevate. Hagen. We're on the edge of the mat here.
And there's a reversal, a sit-out switch by TJ Dierking, and he's trying to get behind and get control, and he does with 55 seconds to go, gets the two-point reversal. So scoring in twos, it is TJ Dierking for Southeast Warren on top 6-0.
Caleb Reeves is going to elevate Hagen, gets the takedown, gets around behind him, but Hagen still has that head hooked up. Reeves now rolls through with it. No near fall points.
Nice job there by Caleb Reeves for Sigourney Kyoto, trying to get a win for those savage Cobras.
He has a power half here on Hagen. Hunter Hagen from West Hancock Britt, fighting off that power half. Caleb Reeves has got it in there tight, and he's got him stretched out. Doesn't quite have him parallel yet.
Good old ride for TJ Dierking from Liberty Center, Southeast Warren. Gives him a 6-0 win at 160 pounds. So he will wrestle tomorrow for those Warhawks.
Yeah, off the edge of the mat, here we go. And Caleb Reeves, 2-0 lead. 40 seconds left to go here in the first period. Hagen tries to hit a quick switch. Reeves locks up a cradle. He's got an outside cradle here.
And if he can pull that over, he will get back points. But, oh, he's just a little bit out of position. A little bit out of position. He needs to give that cradle up, or he's going to give up a reversal and back points, Travis.
Yeah, he does here. Reeves is in a bad position here.
25 seconds to go, and he powers his way through it. Powers his way through it. Now hips him back. Just when you thought Caleb Reeves was in trouble, he gets control in this cradle combination, and his opponent is trying to hip his way off the mat. Reeves just needs to power him back and get his arm to the inside and pull him back onto the mat and get some back points out of this thing.
Hagen just done a nice job of crab crawling himself off the mat there. But we're going to run out of time. Time's going to expire. No near fall points awarded.
And the first crab crawl has been called here on 96.7 at Wells Fargo Arena. It came here at Class 1A, 182 pounds. Caleb Reeves from Sigourney Kyoto gets crab crawled by Hagen.
2-0. Start second period here. Caleb Reeves, Sigourney Kyoto on the whistle. Hagen tries to stand up. Reeves tries to lock up that
Flying cradle. That worked for him nearly. Now he's got the cradle on the outside. Hagen gets dumped to his back. It's a pinning combination for Caleb Reeves. He's got him on his back. There should be back points counting, but he didn't give him a two count for the two-point near fall. And it's a inside cradle tried now by Hagen. Wiped off by Reeves. Reeves now tries a butcher. He's on top, 2-0, riding hard against Hagen. Hagen from West Hancock Britt. I believe that is Joe Pistek from Albia's alma mater. Now there's the cradle again by Reeves, and Reeves this time gets the two count and a two-point near fall for Caleb Reeves. That's a 4-0 advantage. And now he turns it into a better pinning combination with the chicken wing, and we're going to have potentially dangerous, I believe. So it's a two-point near fall. And now we got an illegal hold. That's the first point for Hagen. So it's 4-1 advantage. So when what happened there, Travis, his arm slipped out, and all he had a hold of was his head. And when that happens, you got to immediately let go. And Caleb just didn't quite let go quick enough. And an illegal headlock called on Caleb Reeves during that pinning combination. But he still leads 4-1. Now there's a sit-out switch by Hagen and a re-switch by Reeves. Reeves, though, can't re-switch on the third time. And it is a two-point reversal for Hagen. And now Hagen gets dumps him to his back. And a cat-quick four-point move for Hagen makes the score 5-4. 5-4 now. Reeves trails with 50 seconds to go in the second period. And he's in the bottom position. Hagen puts in a leg.
Got a power half here. Reeves comes out the back door, gets the reversal. Now he's got Hagen on his back.
Hagen just got too high there, a little bit sloppy, and it's going to be a pin for Reeves.
That's going to be the pin. Caleb Reeves, Sigurd and Kyoto gets the pin over Hunter Hagen.
He gave up
West Hancock Britt.
Gave up a four-point move, and then 15 seconds later reverses Hagen and pins the Britt senior. Call that pin in 3 minutes and 29 seconds. That is a Senate Funeral Home pin. Caleb Reeves delivers for Sigourney Kyoto.
And Sigourney Kyoto teammate coming out here, Noah Boonder, at 195 pounds.
Mike Ward from East Union County will be his opponent. Ward, a senior, 45-6 on the year. Noah Boonder, a junior, 44-6. As we take the mat at 195 pounds, it's an elimination match for Noah Boonder from Sigourney Kyoto.
And Joe, if you can remind us, how did Lane, his brother, do in 145 a little bit ago?
Lane had a tough match, got beat 14-4 down there on mat number two earlier. So Lane Booner's day is done. But Noah out there, the senior, competing for Sigourney Kyoto, tries to work down on a single leg. Takes his opponent, Mike Ward from East Union, off the mat. 26 seconds into this one, we'll restart it at the center of the mat. Booner from Sigourney Kyoto, that's Noah Booner, against Mike Ward from East Union. Booner in there on single leg. Good sprawl by Ward. Ward sprawls, tries to snap down. Booner gets back to his feet. Gets separation now on his feet against Ward. Noah Booner from Sigourney Kyoto trying to stave off elimination here at Wells Fargo on 96.7 KIIC. This is a 195-pound consolation elimination match. And there's a spin by Booner, and Booner spins, does a shutdown, gets behind, and just as they go off the mat, is awarded a two-point takedown. Noah Booner on top now, 2-0.
Moravia Mohawks' Quentin Castile just been called up here. He'll be coming right out here. 220-pound 1A consolation match.
You keep your eye on that one, Travis, and I'll tell all our friends and families listening and students on 96.7 about Noah Booner. He's trying a chicken wing against Mike Ward from East Union in the first period. Works that chicken wing and gets him turned over. This is a big boy, and he's got it stacked up. Nice job there rolling through by Ward, but it's a three-point near fall. 5-0 the score now. Noah Booner on top. Really like the way Noah Booner from Sigourney is working hard on top. With 37 seconds to go still, first period, Noah Booner trying to work a pinning combination now with the chicken wing in on the left side.
Coming out here on mat number three, Moravia Mohawks, Quentin Castile. He's going to be taking on, looks like, Nick Perkins from East Mills.
Also going to have Hunter Fobert from Tri-County Montezuma taking the mat against Eric Himes from Maquoketa Valley Delhi. That'll be on mat number two. So we'll try to keep you updated on all the Southern Iowa wrestling. At 195, we're going to go to the second period. Noah Boonder is going to be leading that one 5-0 as we go to the second.
And just underway here. Minute 40 to go here in the second, there in the first period. Quentin Castile, 0-0 score. He's wrestling Nick Perkins from East Mills. In a front collar tie here. Wrestler's pummeling, trying to gain hand control.
We're going to start second period at 195 in the neutral position. Noah Boonder on his feet with a five-point lead against Mike Ward. Second period, whistle, and we're underway.
Oh, Castile gets bear-hugged and put right to his back here. He's fighting off his back. Perkins has him in a pinning combination.
Well, you
Castile does a nice job. He rolls through it. Now he's got Perkins on the back.
And I really would like to see Castile get a pin here in the first period because you know his tank's got to be partially empty.
Quentin Castile rolls through that and gets Perkins on his back. And we've got three near-fall points for Perkins. And I haven't seen him call any near-fall yet for Castile, either he's got two or three.
He is going to get two, so it's a 5-4 disadvantage for Castile. Noah Boonder in the second period still on his feet. Over at 220 pounds. Fobert, no score, going to the second period at 220.
I don't think they gave Perkins any near fall points, so Quentin Castile is going to be leading that match 4-2 with 25 seconds left to go here in the first period.
He must not have gotten control of him in time to get that near fall. Now Noah Boonder gets a two-point takedown in the second period to extend his lead to 7-0. He had a nice three-point near fall in the first period. Got that near fall after the takedown. Now a takedown here after they started in the second period in the neutral position. 7-0. Noah Boonder on top.
Now the first period comes to an end here for Moravia Mohawks. Quentin Castile. Castile leads 4-2 over Nick Perkins of East Mills. And Castile's going to elect to go in the down position here to start the second period.
Here in the second period also, Hunter Fobert gives up an escape and a takedown to his Maquoketa Valley Delhi opponent. He trails in that one now. Excuse me. He gets the takedown and then gives up the escape, so it's 2-2. Fobert is tied with Himes from Maquoketa Valley. We're going to start on restart here, a stand-up by Mike Ward from East Union. That's the 195-pound opponent of Noah Boonder. So he gets the stand-up and escape to close the scoring in the second period. We'll go to the third at 195. It's Noah Boonder 7, Mike Ward from East Union 1. That's Sigourney Kyoto 7, East Union 1.
Quentin Castile's finds himself here locked up in a butcher. Nick Perkins working that, gets two near fall points. It's tied up 4-4 now. Quentin Castile, he gets the escape. He bull rushes Perkins. Got Perkins on his back. He's getting near fall
Castile
points counted.
He's got him in there tight. It's chest to chest.
Castile is in there tight and gets the pin.
All right. Bonus points for the Moravia Mohawks. I think that's going to give them a top 10 day, Travis. The Moravia Mohawks brought three. They advanced three. It was Castile with a valiant effort in the opening round and then a pin in the second.
He found himself on his back two different times in that matchup. Joe, go right back over there to Boonder.
Boonder's got his opponent Ward on his back right now. He's chest to chest in the third period. It's going to be a three-point near fall at minimum for Boonder, but he's chest to chest locked up tight. Mike Ward from East Union is on his back, and he's chest to chest with Noah Boonder trying to bridge his way out of it, and a great bridge there by Ward. It's going to be a three-point near fall for Noah Boonder. That'll make his lead 10-0, but he doesn't give up that half. He still got it in. The near fall points have not been awarded yet because he still got the pinning combination in, even though Ward is on his stomach. Now he turns it into a cradle, and now it's going to be, that's tight. I think Noah Boonder's going to get the pin here. 48 seconds to go. Boonder's back chest to chest. He's got the reverse half in now, trying to pin his opponent, Mike Ward from East Union, and give Sigourney Kyoto its bonus points here on the consolation side. There's 36 seconds to go, so a lot of time left for Noah Boonder. He gets the pin. Call that pin in 5 minutes and 27 seconds. A pin for Noah Boonder. Bonus points for Sigourney Kyoto. And that pin brought to you by the Sennett Funeral Home. Bob Sennett on Highway 5 South. In your time of need, call Bob Sennett at Sennett Funeral Home.
And Hunter Fobert is going to get pinned down here on mat number 2, so his tournament is going to come to an end.
And speaking of coming to an end, we are going to end this 1A day here in just a few moments. It's been a good three-hour session here, folks, bringing it to you live on 96.7. We've had Joe Millage with the mat side mic, and they actually won't let Joe run mat side, Travis. They make him run up the tunnel.
Well, we will get a quick comment from Noah Boonder here in just a minute, guys.
Well, you just jump right in whenever you want. We will be live up here.
And looks like we're going to have a Pleasantville wrestler down there. Gets the pin. That pin will be for, make sure which match that was. That was match number 1167. There's so much going on up here at Wells Fargo, folks. Will Anthony from Pleasantville got that pin. And want to thank Scotty back on the board. Scotty is absolutely the best on the board. He keeps track of everything, folks, from the studio.
All right,
Noah
Boonder.
Pushing the buttons. Hey, Noah Boonder, here we go, Joe.
Well, first of all, congratulations.
Thank you.
You know, when I saw you in Pleasantville, I asked you what your goal was. You said, I'm going to do better than I did last year. You were 2-0 last year. You lost your first match, but you're now in the wrestleback.
Yeah, I lost my first one, just won. It was pretty good, pretty exciting.
Tell me a little bit about that match just then.
He was strong. I don't know.
Joe, tell him they're all going to be strong for the rest of the way.
And they're telling me in the booth to tell you they're all going to be pretty strong the rest of the way out. But what's Oklahoma mean when your coach yells Oklahoma?
It's just a throw that once you get in a position, you can throw it and get some back points out of it.
Did you know that Caleb had also just won his match before you went out?
I knew he was winning. I didn't know he won. I watched the first part of it, then I had to wrestle.
And what would you say about your brother Lane? Now, last year he placed eighth, and I believe he's 2-done now. So what are your comments and thoughts about that?
I don't know. I just wish him luck when he graduates from high school and whenever he does after that.
Very good. That's Noah Boonder, guys, and he continues on. He continues to wrestle. Good job, Savage Nation. Thank you, Noah.
Well, thank you, Joe Millies, for bringing us that live report, and you can tell, you just in your radio, you can feel the exhaustion and the effort that's been put out by these wrestlers when you get them right off the mat. And that is what wrestling is. It is a 6-minute, just all you've got, everything you've got, and it's one-on-one against your opponent out there on the mat. And when you have your hand raised, it is raised in victory, and you know that it was all you and your coaching and all your preparation that got it done. So we are going to take a break here. And when we come back after a quick break, we'll wrap up the team scoring for you, tell you how the 1A wrestlers did. So it'll be a quick little break here. And then this afternoon we'll come back with the 3A matches, those first-round matches and the consolation elimination matches. And then this evening, the 6 o'clock session, will be 2A. So don't go anywhere. We'll be back with the 1A wrap-up here from Wells Fargo, 96.7 High School Wrestling.
Hey y'all, this is Bobby Hartwig with Purina Animal Nutrition. Now that winter has arrived in full force, it's time to be thinking about what you can do to keep your cows moving forward through the cold season and on into spring. Just because Mother Nature can be unpredictable doesn't mean your nutrition program should be. Purina offers a wide range of high-quality loose minerals as well as superior protein tubs to help your cow herd thrive when forage shortages and bad weather come a-calling. So stop by Fairfield Feed on Highway 1 or Centerville Produce on Highway 5 to get your winter supply of Wind and Rain Mineral and Rangeland Protein Tubs. Or give me a call today at 641-530-9369. That's 641-530-9369 to help make sure your cows stay ahead this winter.
May you always have cows around.
Sinnott Funeral Home is here to support your family at their time of need. Just like the teamwork of the Albia Blue Demons, supporting each other on and off the mats. Sinnott Funeral Home is proud of the accomplishments of all athletes. Never let it rest till our good is better and our better is best. From Sinnott Funeral Home.
Hi, I'm Lana Sohn, Executive Director of the Homestead of Albia. At the Homestead of Albia, we offer a variety of amenities to assist in the care of you or your loved one. With around-the-clock caring staff, you have the assurance that assistance will be there when needed most. I invite you to explore all of the benefits associated with assisted living. To schedule an appointment, please call me at 641-932-2102 or visit our website at www.homesteadofalbia.com. For more information.
Double D Repair, southeast of Albia, is an ag and construction equipment repair shop. Bring it to us or we'll come to you. Double D has on-site repair. Call 641-777-6754 for line boring, bore welding, and repairs for dozers, excavators, tractors, combines, and all of your large and small equipment repairs. Call Double D Repair, 641-777-6754. I am Dustin Dowdy. I am Double D Repair.
If a new building has been on your mind, it's time to call Morton Buildings. Now, through the end of February, take advantage of discount pricing during our Building Value Day sales event. From garages and hobby shops to machine storage and commercial facilities, Morton constructs quality buildings for a variety of uses that meet your needs and style. Additionally, Morton is now offering its exclusive concrete columns as standard on all buildings, removing the wood out of the ground. To learn more, stop in your local construction center in Sheraton or Fairfield, or give us a call at 800-447-7436.
This is Live Wrestling Action on your sports leader, Thunder Country, KIIC.
And welcome back, folks. Welcome back to the break. That is the break between Class 1A, first round action at Wells Fargo Arena, and the 3A contests that are going to be commencing here at 1:30. All live action that we're going to bring you here on KIIC, the live stream on KIICradio.com. And joined up here in the broadcast booth, high above the mats in high fidelity, I've got Travis Zappel. And Travis, really a great day for the 1A wrestlers that Sigourney Chioda and Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont brought, along with Southeast Warren, and just a great effort here. The Moravia Mohawks brought three wrestlers. All three of them competed in one. It was Castile in that 220-pound match we just brought you. That bonus point brought them to within a whisker of a top 10 day.
Yeah, you know, Nick Martin got a narrow 1-0 victory in the first round. Briar Cochran got a big win in the first round, and then Quentin Castile coming back here in the consolation and getting the pin. I believe they've got 8 team points right now, so that's in the next. They need to get one more team point there to get in the top 10. But Moravia advances all three of their wrestlers on to tomorrow. Eddieville Blakesburg, their two wrestlers, Adam Proctor, Alex Hanna, both getting defeated in the first round, in the opening round, but both of them come back in the wrestlebacks, and both of them got big pins in the wrestlebacks, so they're going to be continuing on to tomorrow.
That was a great effort there for Eddieville Blakesburg Fremont, as well as your Moravia Mohawks. So they're in the hunt. Sigourney Chioda, you know, it was a good day for Noah Boonder. He got through there on his consolation match.
Yep. And Luke House, the Sigourney Chioda 113-pounder, he was defeated both times today, so he will be done. And along with Lane Boonder, Lane got defeated two times here, so he'll be done. But Caleb Reeves got a victory there in the wrestleback consolation side. So Sigourney Chioda's got Caleb Reeves and Noah Boonder still moving forward.
For the Southeast Warren Warhawks, you got 160-pounder TJ Dierking. He is still going. And also from Southeast Warren, it's
Brady Kiner. Southeast Warren gets an opening round pin. And Kiner still undefeated on the season with a 50-0 record going into tomorrow's championship side.
So that was the Class 1A action. Any other wrap-ups you want to bring us there, Travis, before we send it back for the break?
We'll send it back to the studio, Joe, and take a little break here, and we'll be back on the radio. Try to give us about 10, 15 minutes to set things up for the 3A action.
Thanks very much for Jason Summers with his elite radio announcing, and Joe Millage with that live mic down in the tunnels, where the wrestlers come in and out here at Wells Fargo Arena, the site of your 2016 Iowa High School Wrestling Championships. All the live action will be coming at you all weekend, folks. For Travis, Joe, and Jason, this is Joe Sinclair signing off. We'll see you at 1:30.
Does your car or truck need tires? If so, call Dewey Motor Company at 641-932-5172. Dewey Motor Company sells all major tire brands for your car or truck. Dewey Motor Company, your tire headquarters. 932-5172. 932-5172. Or on the web at DeweyMotor.com.
If you're looking for a